out this week is Benjamin, the Simon Amstel movie.
Benjamin, okay? I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
We can't review it as such because we're in it.
No, there's no reason why you can't review it.
I'm just going to, you know, here are my principles and I'm, you know.
What principle is it?
It's the principle of not reviewing things you're in. But so let me describe it. Okay,
describe the film.
So it's written, directed by Simon Amstel, who made Carnage, which was this sort of strange comedy about veganism, which I actually sort of rather liked. This is very autobiographical. He, when he came on the programme, he described it as a sort of form of therapy. Colin Morgan is Benjamin, who is kind of sort of standing for Simon Amstel. He's this upcoming filmmaker. He's racked with doubt. He's had some success, made something that people liked. He's now gone on and made something else, which was this film, which basically about his inability to love and has been completely overtaken by the fact that he keeps sticking these scenes of this monk, this Buddhist monk in it. And nobody has told him that he shouldn't do that. And that's completely unended the film. And at the so he's made a film about his inability to love. And at the same time that everything is falling apart, he meets somebody, Noah, played by Phoenix Rossard, and he suddenly starts to realise the possibility of it. So it's about an artist who believes that he is unable to love, who's made art about being unable to love, actually realising that he is about to fall in love.
So this is the award-winning Benjamin Oliver. This is the shockingly brilliant Noah.
Oh, Noah. Like, Noah. Hi, I'm Benjamin.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Great gig, man.
You're really good at singing. Congratulations.
Thanks. We're kind of a mess, but...
No, you were very clean, very tight, very solid. And you're French too. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'm a big fan of Les Mis.
Oh.
Noah's studying music at Guildhall.
Oh, really? Wow, that's the good one, isn't it? Have you had any drugs yet?
You should come to a screening with me of Benjamin's film.
Oh, yes, I've made a film. I'm a film person.
What's it about?
My inability to love. But I'm fine now. And we're writing a musical about depression. Are you hungry? We should eat, maybe, rather than standing and talking. Better be sitting and eating, right?
I know a vegetarian place.
Oh, I'm vegan.
Me too.
We should get married. Or if we could just eat some vegan things.
They have veggie dumplings.
Well, we should get dumplings then. You like dumplings, don't you?
Yeah.
Dumplings?
I can't eat dumplings.
Okay, I see the band will come.
Oh, the band, now we're alive, yeah.
Okay, find the other front.
Yes, great news. Dumplings.
Oh, that was horrific.
You see, the thing is, we're laughing, but of course we are, because of course, I like it, because, you know, I'm involved in with Simon Amstel coming before. He said, what do you think? I said, I really like it. But that's not a review, because you can't review something you're in. What I can do is
you
this.
You can.
Let me say this.
You can.
I tried to think of a way around this, okay? I looked up reviews of the film that review us, okay? So do you want to know how we...
Do you mean us, the movie by Jordan Peele?
No, I mean us in Benjamin. Okay, so do you want to hear what the reviews are saying about us?
If it helps.
Okay. Mark Kermode in a hilarious cameo, the student.
What about me?
You're in the next one.
Okay,
from Flickering Myth from the Glasgow Film Festival. An all-time favourite cameo in the form of Mark Kermode. Oh, no, you're not in that one. Reaffirming the film's mockery of the pretentious nature of art with a real chuckle. The popcornmuncher.com. Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo's excellent cameo.
Oh, nice that.
Got a raucous reaction. Yeah, so you're in that one. Are you in this one as well? This is from something for UCL Film and TV Society. A cameo by Kermode and Mayo certainly leaves cinephile audiences in stitches.
That's good.
Vulture Hound. Riotously mean cameo from BBC Radio 5 live show hosts Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo as themselves is a highlight that brought the house down at the press screen.
Nice.
Empire. You want to know what Empire says? Apparently, I'm very adept at playing a harsher version of myself. And
you were better than Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. Well, that's the point, isn't it? In the great yardstick of what we like playing ourselves, and then I have to. This is from the. This was like big papers. The Spectator said, Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo playing Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo are seen reviewing No Self on their show. Where they're disappointed. The pretentious monk has no place in this film at all. Why didn't the producer say less monk? I laughed properly. I properly laughed, and not for the first time and not for the last. So there we are. We stormed it. Of course we liked it. We were great in it.